Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you that we can meet with you and with one another. And help me now to preach it well, that we may love you and one another more. Amen. Well, thankful people are happier and healthier people. Did you know that? That's true. Well, that's what the studies say anyway. If you're thankful, then you're more happier and you're healthier. So that's a good thing. Thankful people are more energetic, more emotionally intelligent, more forgiving, and less likely to be depressed, anxious, and lonely. So being thankful, that's not only good for ourselves, it's good for the people around us. That's good for everyone, isn't it? If we are a thankful people. This is what the psychologists say. We want to see what the Bible says, though. And the main spot we're going to be doing this morning is these three verses that Mark just read to us from Colossians chapter 3. I don't know if you heard it, did you see it as it was just read for us? Being a thankful people, it's here three times. Three verses, but it's here three times. Hannah and Lachlan, they're going to come up and they're going to read it again. Just in case you did miss it, I think it's going to be quite clear and obvious to you. So they're going to come up.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace.
And be thankful.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you, richly as you teach and admonish one another with all your wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
With gratitude in your hearts, God to God.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Giving thanks to God the Father through him.
All right, thank you. All right, so three verses, but we have being a thankful people three times. So the context is Colossians chapter 3, and that's all about the new life a believer has and living, enjoying that life which is in Christ. And in these three verses, it's particularly looking at that life corporately, all together as a congregation, as a body of believers. So let's have a look at what Paul says. So verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace." Well, what is this peace? Derek spoke about it last week, didn't he? The reconciliation that we have with God for those who are trusting in Jesus. It's like how he said last week, we're all cut off from God. Our sin gets in the way from us knowing God. But God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us so that we could be reconciled, so that we can know God again, so that we can have peace with God. Jesus took it upon himself so that we can be reconciled with God. It's here in Colossians as well. Colossians 1, verse 20, speaks of it there, that through Jesus, God reconciles us to himself by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. It goes on, once we were alienated from God. We were enemies, but not anymore. Now loved, forgiven, reconciled. We are one with God. We have peace. This peace is to rule in our hearts. Now, the Megamites, the older kids, some of them are with us in here today. And in their group, they use the CEV. And there it says, "Let the peace control your thoughts." So rule in your hearts, control your thoughts. Same thing. This peace that we have with God, we are to know it know it inwardly. Know it so well that it rules us and controls us. Sort of like our lifeblood, how our blood circulates through us. This peace we have with God, that is to circulate through us. We are to know it. It is to rule and control us. And there might be other things that rule or control you. Maybe for the 4-year-old girl, maybe it's all about princesses. Princess this, princess that, and they think they are a princess. Or maybe for others, maybe for the boy, don't mean to be sexist here. Maybe it's Minecraft and just everything is Minecraft, or the Hunger Games or Star Wars, and just life, it's all ruled and controlled by that. For us, Paul says the peace of Christ, that is the thing that is to rule in our hearts, control our thoughts. This peace that we have with God. And it goes on and it says that we're called to peace. I take that to be not only the peace that we have with God, but the peace that we now have and share with one another. Because it says, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. We are one body. We are one because of this peace that we have with God. We are one. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether it's Jacob or Sally or Phoebe, Hannah or Lockie, Mark or Megan, whoever it is, we are one and we are brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever the age. I was thinking about this just recently, reading a book just a couple of weeks ago while I was in transit waiting to go from KL to Penang, and seeing what this looks like in the family. So if we take some families as an example. So do you guys want to stand? So Adam and Hannah and also the ATACs. Do you want to maybe just stand where you are? Little illustration. So, all right, so here we have parts of two families. So other kids or spouse in kids church or not here at the moment. But let's just take these families as an example. So, Lockie, what do you call your parents? Mum and Dad, yeah. Hannah? Yeah, Mama, Dada, yeah, okay. And any names that you call your children?
Yeah, little boogers.
Little boogers. Bugsy. Alright, so some different names there. A little bit more respect though for the children to their parents. That's nice. Yeah. Alright, so we got the different relationships in the family. So parents, we've got children, and you got the children honouring their parents because they are their parents. But, if we think about this, it's more than just that. So that's right, we've got parents and children, but, for these children who, like their parents, are trusting in the Lord Jesus, there's a sense that you are also brothers and sisters in Christ. All right, you can have a seat. All right, now maybe we don't think about it that way. You don't think about your children in this same way. But they are potential or actual brothers and sisters in Christ. For us as a church family, that's what we are. We are a family, church family. God has brought us all together. We have peace with God through Christ. Christ is what unites us together. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Whatever the age, we are diverse, but we are one. We are one in Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Not just people who happen to come to the same church, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ. I think one of the great things about our congregation and what so many people here really like is that we are diverse and we do have that cross-age and people from different backgrounds. It's definitely something that lots of us do give thanks for being part of this church. So this peace of Christ is to rule in each one of us. So know this peace that you have with God and let that express itself as we then relate to one another. How that is probably points back to verses 12 to 14. So have a look at that. Paul says there, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." And then verse 15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful." Be thankful. Be thankful for who you are and this peace that you have. Peace with God, yes. But not just that, this peace that is then expressed with one another, that we share together. So are you thankful? How do you express it? How do you express your thanks? I love that in our daily prayer books, I don't know if you've got a copy and whether you use it, I find it really helpful. Each month works through the points. Every day it gives you something to be thankful for. So if I forget, I'm stopped and I'm prompted and it gives me something different each day to be thankful for. And normally it follows a praise point. So we start with praising God and then it leads into to thanking God for something. I find for me it's a great way to start the day. It's very, very brief, but just something to be thankful for each day. Great help, great way to start the day. So much we have to be thankful for. We can just take it for granted, but here it's the peace that we have with God. And what we have with one another, this church community, we can be thankful for one another. I'm thankful to Mahini and the curries I often enjoy. I'm thankful for Kristen. She has led kids' church here since this church began. All right, so more than 8 years, she's been doing that from day one of this church. I'm thankful that there are people who come to this church and English is not their first language, but they are here with us. That's great. I'm thankful for Derek and his sermon last week as he brought God's word to us. It could keep going. Right? There's things about everyone here that we can be thankful for. What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? And if you haven't, maybe let them know. Maybe write a note this week and just express your thanks to someone else in this congregation and maybe encourage them that way. Well, we've looked at let the peace of Christ rule in you and be thankful. Verse 16 is similar. Verse 16 starts, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." And maybe this is a way to let the peace rule in you by the word of Christ, or the gospel message dwelling inside you. The Kids Bible says here, "Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives." And Paul is speaking here not just to us as individuals, but to us together as a body of believers. And as he says this, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly," I think he means a whole lot more than just that the Bible reading and the sermon. Because it says, "As you teach and admonish one another." So this is a word like for everyone, as you teach and admonish one another. As we speak with one another, the word of Christ is in us, but it is to flow out of us as we speak to one another, teaching and warning one another with all wisdom, is what it says. So what does this look like? Now maybe you're talking to someone over morning tea, and that person says that they're not happy at the moment with work and with what's happening at work. So what do you say to this person? What does it look like to speak the word of Christ into their life? Now, I don't think it is you start preaching at them or you start quoting scripture at them. But the words that we speak and bring to them, what we know from scripture about work, can we speak that into their situation? Teaching one another with all wisdom. That wisdom that we have, not just from the world, but from Christ himself, from the word of Christ. Teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. I loved the other week, I don't know if someone came up to you, but I had Lockie and Hannah and Sean, Katrina, other kids coming around asking a question. So they'd done their work, and then once we'd finished church over morning tea, they were asking questions. So the question that I got asked was, why do you follow the teaching in the Bible? Well, that was good. I love seeing them ask different people these questions and then write their answer down. Right? Learning from one another. Right? It would be great if we see that more and more. We got a cross age. People who have been Christians for different lengths of times. People who have lived for different lengths of times. We're going to be learning from one another, helping each other to live this life that we have in Christ. And life groups is a great place where it can happen. All right, so teaching, speaking to one another, but we can also let the word of Christ dwell in us as we sing. It says, as we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We sing about Christ, and we do so with thanksgiving. Right, there it is again, with gratitude in your hearts to God. A thankful people. Not just singing words that are on the screen, but this peace that we have, the word of Christ that is in us, and again, that flowing out of us as we sing, as we express our gratitude to God. As we sing of these great truths and encourage one another in the process. May this be true for us as we speak to one another. So in word, in song, in action, may this be the case. The word of Christ in us, may that flow out of us. Verse 17 then sums it all up. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Right, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. What does that mean? What does that mean to speak, to sing, to the things that we do? How do we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus? If you have a look down at verse 23, I think that helps us a little bit. So there it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. So doing things in his name, for him, serving him, for he is our Lord. We are now in him, we are in Christ. So everything that we are doing, it is in his name. We come under his lordship. The peace of Christ and the word of Christ, our life is in him. And notice again that it's all underlined with thanksgiving. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So all of this is underlined with thanksgiving. Everything that we do and say is to be underlined with thanksgiving. Do it with a thankful heart, because we're serving Him, our Lord. So we're to be a thankful people. We've got every reason to be thankful because of the peace that we have with God, the Word of Christ that dwells in us, and this new life that we have in Christ. It means that our life is to be lived in thankfulness. Our life together, and our life when we're not together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the forgiveness of sins that we have. Thank you that you bring us together as your people. And thank you for what we can learn from one another. And may we continue to do so, that we may live lives that worship you. And may it be a real joy for us to do this. Thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit, that you are with us all times. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.